Well, I'm recording this on the day that the House of Lords will begin consideration of the Lansley Health Bill. For a long time in Wales, we've rather taken the view that this is a bill that refers only to England, and that therefore there's little need for us to get engaged in the detail of what it proposes. Rather, we've left it to opponents in England to make the running on it and to expose the deep flaws that lie at the heart of the bill's proposals. However, as the bill goes to the House of Lords, now is a good time to look at a number of different ways in which I think the bill, even though it doesn't apply directly in Wales, could in the long run have a profound impact on the sorts of services that we are able to provide here. Here are a series of them. First of all, the bill abolishes a number of important bodies which hitherto have been run on an England and Wales basis. So whereas in the past we've been able to rely on the advice of these organisations, in the future Wales will either have to find advice separately or have no advice at all. Probably the most striking example is that of NICE, the National Institute for Clinical Excellence, where we in Wales have been able to draw on the work which NICE does in deciding whether new drugs are to be licensed or not to be licensed for use in the NHS. In the future, that is all set to change, and with it goes an arrangement that has served us very well right through the years of devolution. Secondly, the English bill drives a coach and horses through the arrangements for training, which have been organised in England over a very long period. Now, of course, up until now, we've always argued that a doctor trained in Wales can practice anywhere in the United Kingdom, and a doctor trained in England can practice easily in Wales. We want to make sure that that happens in the future too. But the arguments of those who are closely involved in it all suggest that in England things are going to be so different in future that here's another area of concern opening up in front of us. Thirdly, there is the whole issue of contracts. We've always argued that England and Wales contracts protect the position of Welsh workers. A move down the road to regional pay will almost inevitably leave Wales being able to offer less and to be outcompeted by a much larger neighbour in recruiting scarce staff. It's really important, we think, that we have common contracts for doctors, nurses and other professions allied to medicine, but the direction in which the English NHS is setting off will make that much, much harder in the future. Fourthly, there's the whole issue of marketisation. It's absolutely clear that what Lansley and Cameron want is an NHS based on market principles in which, as they have said, foundation trusts in England that cannot trade successfully will be allowed to go to the wall. What if one of those were to be one of the foundation trusts that lie right along our border? Wales is entirely different to Scotland in this regard, where there is very little flow of patients between Scotland and England, whereas here we have literally thousands and thousands of patients who live in Wales but are treated in England, or who live in England but are treated in Wales. If the English NHS becomes a market, what happens to Welsh patients if one of those trusts should simply be allowed to go into liquidation? And lastly, maybe most of all, there is what is sometimes referred to as the contagion of ideas. If this way of doing things takes hold right along our border, how difficult might it be in future to resist the flow of ideas of a kind very different to those which we want to pursue here in Wales from coming across our border and having a direct impact on the debates which we have here in Wales. The result of all of this, I think, is that Welsh members of the House of Lords, of whom we have many and many who are interested and active on this issue, need to take an active role in the debates that are coming up, because there are real Welsh interests here at stake.